Forever Dog.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
We're back with our second part of our episode with Alan Tudyk. By the time you're hearing this, things are all changing. So we're excited that that's happening. I'm scared to even say it, but you know what? We're going to deal with it together and we're going to hold each other close. And thank you.
So close,
by the
so
way,
cozy, so sweaty,
Alan Tudyk,
warm,
for being
a little hot.
So this is that episode.
A little orgy, a little.
Listen up.
This story had been pitched two seasons before, and it had Riker in the VR, troubled by the death of his father and seeing scenes of his Alaska cabin. Can you imagine?
Oh, come
the
on.
Porn.
They robbed
it's like
us.
Cabin porn and Riker porn.
I bet there's skins everywhere.
Definitely. Definitely. Skins of beasts we don't know that are just like
space beasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got this on Rykov 3. It's a space bear. Two-headed space bear rug. No big deal.
Purple leather.
Ugh.
With emerald antlers.
Yes.
You know the kind.
Yeah.
Alaska cabin. It would have been, but I mean, I'm glad it's Geordi actually, but you know, it just made sense with that visor that he was doing VR, like, with touch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was like, whoa, this is still already ahead of us.
Because
mm-hmm. they have iPads and stuff that we've already come up with, but, like, this mm-hmm. one, we still need, are we there already? Alan, what do you guys say?
I don't know that we're there or if we can do that where you're in a virtual thing and you can actually, I guess you probably can make, that would have to be very exact VR to make, like if you were a surgeon and you're looking at a heart and you're able to,
yep,
when you put your hand forward, actually make a cut or something. I wouldn't want to be the patient in that situation.
Well, too bad.
That's actually how he lost his eyesight.
We have to deliver you the news. You're going under in the very first VR. No, I think they are doing VR surgery. I think they are. Remote VR, yeah.
We're already there?
I mean, according to Grey's Anatomy, which is my where I get all my medical news. Alan, have you been on Grey's?
No, I have not.
Okay, so let's try to make that happen.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy?
Can I talk to your agent?
I don't think I'm that kind of actor. I don't understand medicine shows where they're...
It's all I want.
I love how there's some medical shows like ER where it's like, so much going on and gotta get this and there's other ones that are like, guess who I went out with last night, and it's all about just yeah. like sex,
right, the romance novel,
who's sexy, it's and no one's kind of funny,
but it's
Grey's
a soap.
Is really about the procedural of the medical, it's a procedural mystery medical show. You don't realize it, but every episode is like medical mystery, and that's why I love the show, and I really want to be on it because I want to be a patient really bad where it's like, oh, she's pregnant with two babies and one is in her butt or something. It's always some weird medical shit. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I just want to do it so bad.
I want that for you. Yeah.
Thank
I put
you.
It out there. Come
Thank
on,
you.
Grey's.
Thank you.
Make it happen, Shondaland.
I use the Grey's Anatomy watching for the, when I have that episode where I'm, I don't know how much I can say, but I'm there's a reason for me to be in pain. So I will say about the technology that I noticed when Geordi gets a message from his mom, it's a video message. It's interesting to me because I was noticing we have that technology where people can send video messages and
that's all I do.
even though we have it, many people don't really use it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't send video voicemails to anyone.
No, Veronica, you do that? You send video like, hey, I'm come here and blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, I mean, mostly voice notes.
That's how I...
Come yeah, here, blah, blah, come blah. Here, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, come here, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, come here, blah, blah, blah. Hey, blah, 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 come here. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I like blah, blah, blah. You know, I know I send mostly She's voice great. Notes, but I definitely send text videos and WhatsApp videos consistently. Okay. If it's someone I like care about and love, I would think, oh, it's like how all of Latin America and Europe connects to each other. Right. It's like
what WhatsApp?
Yeah. It's WhatsApp, yeah.
It's a Facebook.
Really?
It's a free message.
Oh, it's Facebook?
Yeah. But you know, all of my family is there.
Boycott Facebook, just putting that out there. Facebook is a fucking dumpster fire. Get away from it.
I was wondering what happened to I wanna talk to Zuckerberg. I wanna ask him some questions.
I know somebody who knows him.
I feel like he should be able to get you on Grey's Anatomy. Maybe.
I know. No? I've tried. No, I actually haven't tried that angle. I also haven't asked my agents. So that's partially an issue.
I think he's probably just like the worst person in the world. He's like a venal individual who only cares about money and his own profit and his own self-interest.
That's what I want to ask him.
I know somebody who knows him so well that they're on a first name basis and they call him Zuck. Mm-hmm. But this is nerd world. So, you know, there's the standards are different.
I want to ask him, like, what is behind money? Like, what else do you need? What more do you need? What exactly. else do you need? Why are you doing this?
Friends.
Like, what's
He's
behind
be like,
what you...
Friends.
And then I'd be like, let me be your friend and stop doing it. Like, okay. I guess I'll be your friend.
I love that resigned friendship.
Like...
He's a hater and you're going to befriend him. That's your... You're out there turning haters into lovers.
I'm just getting to the warp core of the situation. I'm getting to the warp pocket and attacking it, only to realize he might be an organism.
Exactly. I'd be surprised if he was an organism. He definitely seems
and he's more of an algorithm. Robot. He's more of an algorithm, really.
Yeah, oh, my God. Facebook, what a nightmare.
So Jordy has this like...
Let's ask Alan about your highlights. Like, what were scenes that were some, I don't know, stood out for you for whatever reason?
I like the data scene, but you asked Alan.
Yeah, the data scene.
I like the data scene too. We all agree. It doesn't have to be bad, you know?
It does that thing about poetry. It's that whole, you know, where he talks about poetry. He's looking at an empty screen and he talks about poetry and what art is in a very robotic way.
Yes. Yes.
Spot on.
It's spot on.
And Jordy is like trying to get some love.
Yeah.
Still working?
I know.
It's no, so cute.
I've completed the adjustments to the interface. I am now waiting for Commander Riker to finish moving the probe. Do you need to be comforted?
No.
So good.
I was just passing by. I was wondering what you were up to.
Do you need to be comforted?
I am using the time to catch up on my study of poetry.
That's me with Garrett when the Dodgers lost. Do you need to be comforted?
Data, there's nothing on the screen.
That is not entirely correct. While it is true the display is currently blank, this emptiness has a poetic meaning. Therefore, it cannot be considered nothing as such.
Says who?
The ancient Dusidarians. Much of their poetry contained such lacunae or empty spaces. Often these pauses measured several days in length, during which poet and audience were encouraged to fully acknowledge the emptiness of the experience.
I can remember a few lectures from Starfleet Academy that seemed
that
way.
That's so cool. Hilarious.
Are you certain you do not wish to talk about your mother?
We need a laugh track there.
Why would you say that?
You are no doubt feeling emotional
distress as a
result of
the disappearance. That's my work of art. I'm going to do that. I'm just going to do it like a big pause.
While you claim to be just passing by, that is most likely an excuse to start a conversation about this uncomfortable subject.
Sometimes just passing by means just passing by.
Then I apologize for my premature assumption. This particular poem has a lacunae of 47 minutes. You may experience the emptiness with me if you wish.
thanks.
Me flirting.
LOL. Oh, that is God. So amazing.
That line, I just right? laughed. I was like, that's... What the fuck?
You know, Data...
You're asking maybe a blind man to contemplate emptiness. Come on, Data.
I know. Ableist.
A little bit...
I do not understand.
Rude.
Well, when I said just passing by means just passing by, I really didn't mean it.
Then my initial assumption was correct. You do wish to speak of your mother.
He's playing hard to get.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to pause here so we can talk about it and we'll continue. Because, like, I have to point out, I've said this before, I love the way Geordi treats Data like a human being who is not a robot. He refuses to acknowledge the limitations because Data's whole thing is that he wants to be a person. He's the Pinocchio. So, and like everybody else treats him like a goofy robot who doesn't understand anything. And they're like, Data, let's like experience pleasure. You know, like here's the person, look at that person laughing. Like Geordi will not tolerate Data's inability to understand things. He's like, Data, all the time. Geordi's like, Data.
He just treats him like a dude. Like, you're yeah, a dude. He's like, I'm going to treat you like a dude. That's it.
So he'll go into his office and be like, no, I'm fine. Shut up. And then he expects Data to pick up on that. And if Data doesn't, he's like, okay, I love it. I think it's so, it's like respectful. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. They have a closeness. They have a special relationship.
They really do. They're like best friends, and it's very sweet.
It's really
makes
pretty.
Really happy.
Because
pretty.
Because Geordi has he's the friendly abled with his visor, which mm-hmm. is the truth. He just sees like differently, and then Data is this person who wants to be friendly and can't because he's just Data. And so it's like okay. They're both like opposites that match, you know, each other or like two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mirrors.
Yeah, they're yin yangs. And then Geordi has been there for Data so many times and like help him through like his humanity. But we rarely do see episodes where Geordi is the main character and go through like something so intense. Mm. So seeing Data be there for him this way was like cute. Like it was like as sweet as Data would. You know, like, do you want to pause and experience emptiness with me? It's kind of like, he's so sly because he does know what he's doing, you know? It's so like, or does he? And that's what I like about that performance is that I just can never fucking finally figure out what Data is like. It feels like he feels, but you can tell he couldn't. And right. It's like, fuck. But he's still taking care of Geordi. So, yeah.
Alan, are you taking notes?
I'm just hoping that we get to that at, with Resident Alien, that we get to go to cons together back when the world gets turned back on. Because yes. You get to meet all these guys. Like, they're there.
And
like,
I've
had the opportunity
them.
To meet them. You have met
Well, we've met them, but as a audience member in cons.
Dressed.
So we did the whole line.
We were
the
dressed.
Autograph signing. And
we were
you know
in
what?
Uniform,
I'm going to still
Starfleet
do it.
Uniform.
Because I'm not going to even use my... like passes. I'm going to take my pass off and I'm going to get in line because I'm so that big of a fan. But it's crazy,
it'll
right?
Like you'll be in Hawaii with Brent Spiner.
Oh my
like
God.
That kind of thing can happen.
I almost don't want to, but I know they're
I
all cool.
I don't want to. I don't they want to because I'll be like, I just need to befriend them. I'm just going to become this like person.
Look, you're already at Joss Whedon's Christmas party or whatever. You're fine.
Yeah. See, God. Then you go to Nathan Fillion's party and then you end up meeting number one.
Number one. Riker.
Riker? I love Riker.
Riker's there.
Well,
we had a phone interview with Jonathan,
yeah.
Right?
He was the best. He was
the
like...
fucking best.
Made me cry of excitement because he
was
just like... very
adorable.
Gracious and nice and funny and just like down
yeah.
for what and succinct
down for
and
what
and just like he was down for what
he was so very trained down for what
Riker's down for what in on screen IRL out of universe in universe.
So you were hoping we get to the cons. I thought you were like, I just hope we get to the scene.
I was eager to hear what scene. And then it was
I was thinking about how cool it's going to be.
It's going to be cool.
With Resident Alien that we can hopefully again, once cons turn back on, tour the
I'm world. Beyond That's, excited.
I've been missing cons. I didn't realize how much they were part of my life. Like I go all over with those.
I was supposed
to be in New Zealand. I was supposed to be in England. I was supposed to be in Montreal.
It's so cool, Alan, because like canceled. I'm so glad that we got you
fans from everywhere
Alien too. Because like it's a satisfying click of two Lego bricks. You know what I mean? This show we almost had we almost had like, you know, We almost had Chris Pine. No, I'm just kidding. random people.
What? He's one of my favorite actors. He's so legit, that guy. He's so good.
He seems legit to me. I really like him. I really like him as Kirk.
He has that old young thing going on that I love in an actor where he like is young, plays, but is like looks young, probably is middle between young and old. And he can play like he has this wisdom thing. You know, I love that.
I got to do a little thing in the last presidential election with him that Joss Whedon directed.
I did that too.
To try to help. Hillary get elected. And anyway, he was.
You fucked up.
I remember him being 6'7" and better looking in person. Like how
is that possible? Sucks.
And fearless. Yeah. Fearless. It was like a real comedy. Like he had the. He was like snorting powdered donuts and like just doing whatever. Like,
awesome.
What does the scene take? Let's do it. Like just going there.
Gung ho.
Really, gung-ho. Really cool.
A legit tall person.
Yeah. And, yeah. And a theater.
A tall personality.
A tall personality.
Hell or High Water is one of my favorite movies.
I'm also
great in that.
I am also waiting to watch that one. I just
know. Oh, check that out.
Really?
Look how, watch how Chris Pine just seems so defeated through the entire thing. His whole posture, he's like worn the fuck down. Mm. Oh, it's so good.
I'm excited.
We're not talking about this show right now.
You love acting.
I want to know.
I do love acting.
I want to know about this show and acting. What do you think of the acting? Where was your acting favorite? Scene?
Is Brent Spiner.
It is Data. Let's watch the rest of this.
He does such an incredible job. Especially once he has to do, like, he does his emotion episodes where he processes emotions.
Oh, right. When he does the switcheroo.
Yeah. He's incredible. He's incredible.
I think I'm attracted to the restraint.
Information is biased.
She's a starship captain. She's gotten herself into and out of impossible situations before. Why should this be any different?
Yes, we discussed this.
Disappearance is fitting the profile of the Hera. Have rarely ended with the safe recovery of ship and crew.
Well, that makes me feel
rarely means better. It happens.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sorry, Data. I didn't mean to snap at you.
Yeah.
I'm not offended. You are upset. Your reactions are not surprising.
It's just that if she really is dead, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
That's a tough challenge for an actor to be able to act without your eyes.
Yes.
Your eyes are covered up the whole time.
Imagine how much techno babble Jordy has to spew in a single episode because he's engineer. Like that means he has to do it without a cue card. Always.
He can't read.
Always has to be off book.
So the scene with Riker consoles LaForge on his loss was written by Derry Taylor when it was discovered the show was running short. So the scene was not filmed until three episodes later.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, it's a very key scene. I'm glad it got put in.
I know. And it was just because it was running short. Can you imagine?
I hated that scene.
Well...
Okay, here's the deal with that scene, and I can find it, but...
Wait, this scene that we just watched?
No, the scene with... Scene? Oh, she said the scene with Riker consoling.
Oh. Riker consoling, yeah, it's not...
You mean not the Data scene?
No, the Riker scene.
Right, I'm looking for that one. I hate Riker scene.
Riker was a hater in this scene, and it was Jerry Taylor's fault.
Yeah, he was kind of a dick.
It's like the whole premise of this episode is like, Look, I get it. You're sad or whatever. I was sad too one time. I got over it. You know, it's like everybody's talking to Geordi as though his mother has shown up and chunks of his mother are splayed everywhere. You know what I mean? And it just really bothers me because he says at one point, if there was a body, if there was evidence, you know, I'm not an unreasonable guy, but it's been a day and there's no evidence of her death or not. And I just need to figure it out. And I feel like everybody in the ship should be kind of like, basically, figure it out. You know, like when you're an officer in the military and you have experience of death, don't they go, well, yeah, you can take a shore leave or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, even if you're in prison, they let you out to go to the funeral. Like, they're not giving him a second to, like, process.
Yeah, Riker's the worst, too, in this. My mother died when I was a kid. Get over it.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was like, it wasn't even real. Like yours was a real death. Like, this one was a disappearance. It's so different.
In the whole story, he's like, one time when I was a kid, my mom had already died, and I was like, but she's alive, right? And then everybody was like, no. And I cried a lot. It's like, okay, not the same at all.
So I'm reading here that Taylor commented, we've had the family of everybody else on board. Every other character has had their family dealt with, except Geordi. And probably the main reason for doing this episode was that there was an order to finally flesh out his character more than it had been and to show that he didn't spring isolated from Suze's forehead. But then also Ronald D. Moore was like, he felt after this episode that maybe TNG had gone as far as it could be taken, because he's like, bringing Geordi's mother in this way is kind of sad. Is this the best we can do? So he was like, it was such a who cares idea that we were just sort of, oh man, the show has got to end. So
that's sad.
I know. Yeah. It's really sad. It seems like they still wanted to flesh out his family, but they're also saying like it's kind of sad to bring his mom.
Too little, too late.
I'm just like, I don't understand why this seems like a dual perspective or something. I don't know.
So it turns out his mom is not his mom, which
right.
This is a well trodden trope, which is another reason why maybe it's like not as good of a resolution, because they've done this so many times where it's like, oh, it's manifesting as a person, but it's actually a weird organism that has to take the shape of a person to communicate with us.
Mm-hmm.
And Geordi figures it out in a painful way.
Commander LaForge.
Yes, Captain.
Stop your descent. Prepare to disengage the interface.
Sorry, Captain, but I can't do that.
Damn it, Geordi, you're gonna kill yourself.
If I come back now, my mother and her entire crew will die.
So, obviously, I'm gonna try.
I'm not getting anything. We're still too far away. No, not really. I should be picking something up by now.
Is that perfect?
Warp funnel? No ship? There's nothing there.
No, you don't want that.
Doctor, report.
His neural synapses are overloading. He can't survive this.
Geordi, what's happening to you?
Reverse.
Wow.
Reversing tractor beam.
Wow.
What are you? You're killing us. We must go down.
Geordi, what's happening? Report.
You're trapped?
Is there any way that we can disconnect him?
If we take him off too abruptly, he'll go into neural shock.
Caught on the ship.
Reduce the input gradually and still get him out before it's too late.
You killed the Raman's crew?
Perhaps we could deceive his neural receptors. Deceive them. By feeding them the sensory information recorded from his early experiences with the probe.
We could disconnect the interface and still maintain the input levels.
Yeah, she's smoking.
Yeah, she's got those shorty bangs.
Completely. Yeah, a lot of bangs. That's 80s.
Captain, I have to take the ship into the lower atmosphere.
Explain.
As I understand it, when the Ramon got close to the planet, it accidentally picked up some life forms that live in the lower atmosphere. Subspace beings of some kind. Intelligent. When the ship went back into a higher orbit, the beings were trapped.
So this is incredible because he just discovered that his mom is in fact dead, or not that lady that is appearing. And then he did a quick 180 and he's like, but now I got to help these things.
Yeah.
Which maybe killed her.
It's pretty sad that they kill his mom the moment she shows up for the first time in 7 seasons.
Right.
Yeah.
Geordi's always tragic.
Does Ben Vereen come back at least?
No.
Did he ever come back? No.
It'd be great if he came back as like a jazz alien.
Yes.
So, you know, one of the writers in the show was like, it was not that interesting to see this VR technology because we weren't looking at technology 400 years in the future. I think it's more like 40 years into the future. And this was in 1992.
Whoa.
I know.
So that means we have like 8 more years until we get this, if he's correct.
92 to 2002, 12, 22. No, we're like next
2 years away.
But yeah, this VR.
Oh,
and then
right, good.
In the 90s, they said there are prototypes of that kind of thing already, although tying it straight to the brain will take much longer. And that was in the 90s too. So that's interesting that they already knew that I was like, we were going to catch up to that technology.
Fuck, man. I'm not ready. Especially if Trump's president. He's going to use it. He's going to use it to make himself immortal. I know it.
Do you not have VR? Do you not play VR games? Or
I have done a bit of VR. I've done a bit. It's a little scary for me. Like when I play video games, I get really immersed. I get really immersed when I watch movies. So if it's too certain things, like if I do like an underwater game, I'll probably start to hyperventilate or something. Yeah, it's got to be really fake.
We have it in LA. We have a setup, and Carissa's very, she'll go down. It's in this down lower room in our house, and I can just hear her down there playing this zombie game, screaming. She'll just. Because you just turn around and they're on you. Suddenly they're all on you. It's very funny.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I want to be that. I want to just be able to scream downstairs. If I can scream like that and not freak anyone out.
Yeah, but like,
I will play zombie
out?
Video games.
No, oh, you're not freaked out. You're like, are you ever like, Chris, are you okay?
Are you okay? Are you suffering or something?
Yeah, no, it's very, I go down, I'll go look at her and see what she's doing down there. And she's always like trying to pick something up off the ground, just sort of stumbling around, just looking around numbly. And
that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
That's so adorable. Yeah. Do the dogs get freaked out?
Yes.
Yeah, the dogs are like,
and she screams. Yeah. Like, you hear that, right? You hear that. That's happening.
They're like, we're trying to find it. Where is it? We'll help.
Poor dogs. They don't have
get the zombies, girl.
They don't know that there's like so much behind that visor.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
They only think that we're crazy and dumb.
That's how I would describe Geordi. There's so much behind the visor. You know what I mean? There you go.
Yes, yes.
Take that as a soundbite and put it in your pipe.
Okay.
Okay.
So I didn't get to the, before I got online with you, I didn't get to the very end of this episode. Mm-hmm. What happens?
Well, mom.
When did they get the organism?
When did you stop? When did you stop the pause?
That's the first time I've seen that, like, weird. It looks like cheese. Like she had pressed cheese on his head and then pulled it back out and went.
Let's continue it. Or do you?
Well, I'll do the last scene with Pickard. I'll show you what happens at the end because, you know, it's what we said. It's pretty sad.
Just a little before.
Just a little before. Okay.
So that's it. And then they don't come back to his mom? Do we in the future, the next episode? No,
I'm going to find out for you. Don't worry. Don't you worry. Okay.
Well, here.
I don't think they do.
Captain's log supplemental.
We have succeeded in disengaging Mr. LaForge from the interface and are on Starbase 495.
You disobeyed my direct order. You put yourself in grave danger. I am not happy.
Yes, sir. I take complete responsibility. Data was only...
I will deal with Mr. Data at another time.
I'm actually pretty scared of him.
I will have to write this incident into a permanent record.
Yes, sir.
Dismissed. Geordi? I'm very sorry that you didn't find your mother.
Thank you, sir. You know,
you're
it's
dismissed.
Funny, when I was down there, it was so real. I felt like I had a chance to say goodbye.
Thanks, Rick Berman, for that unsatisfying ending. So that's it. Just,
it's sad.
But I feel like it's very open-ended, right? Like, I feel like there could be a whole series where his mom comes back. And she's the same age as him. This is, like, totally doable.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, CBS.
CBS All Access. That's come to Canada now. I'm very excited about that.
Guys,
thank you.
We've
so
run
much
out
for
of time.
Yeah,
thank you so much for being here, Alan. I'm really grateful to you for being here. I will invite you to our next Level AM. I promise. I'm so sorry.
I'll check my schedule.
Oh my God, you're doing it.
Maybe.
You're doing the thing I was afraid of.
Maybe.
You didn't invite him at first, so.
I know, it's really.
This one's for Alan. This one's for Alan.
I've got so many. You don't even want to tap this passion I have for radio. I have way too many ideas.
I'm ready to tap that.
Way too many ideas.
It seems like he said yes, but he doesn't.
Let me just.
I was sending. I was sending Levi, Spotify mixes called. I'm not sending you these because I want any of these songs on Level AM. But of course, I wanted all of them on Level AM. Well, I just look. We can.
You gotta communicate. Okay, two words. Christmas special. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh.
Christmas special.
Ooh.
It was Chris's idea, and we're gonna do it. So you'll be in on the planning sesh. You'll be in on the committee.
At least some call in. You know, like they'll always have that jackass that they call like, oh, we got jackass Lonnie calling.
Hey,
in
famous character actor Alan Tudyk. We'll see if we can fit you in.
Got it.
Thank you again for being here. Veronica, I love you. Anna, I love you. Yes, we're saying that now. Jesus Christ.
Love you too.
And Alan, I love you. And I'll see you soon.
I love you all. And vote.
And vote.
Safely.
Yes, vote. Yes. I love you all, guys. Thank you for this. Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production, executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Forever Dog Team to keep up with all of the latest Forever Dog news.